Stop 2. The Norman House. The courtyard containing the remains of the Norman House is accessed via a doorway on Stonegate marked with a plaque above the door. If the door is locked, a key can be obtained from the office of the Church of St Michael the Belfry. This is located on Deangate, opposite the entrance to York Minster's gift shop. Once in the courtyard, stop to listen about the Norman House and the early Jewish community in York. You are now standing within the remains of the oldest house in York. This house was built between 1170 and 1180. It is around this time that we have the first evidence of a Jewish community in York. This community had very strong links with, and perhaps originated from, the well-established Jewish community in Lincoln. By the mid-1170s, two individuals, Benedict and Josias, were working in York on behalf of the great Aaron of Lincoln, probably the leading Jew in England. After Aaron's death in 1186, the York-based Benedict and Josias emerged as major financiers and moneylenders in the north of England. In the late 12th century, there were between 150 and 200 Jews living in York. They all lived close to the principal commercial areas of the city, Coney Street, Warmgate and Pavement. We know Benedict's house was in Spen Lane. There was no ghetto. They worked as pawnbrokers, peddlers, physicians, landlords, scholars, coin minters, as well as moneylenders. This broad spectrum of activities hints at a lack of tension with the wider community. The 12th century was a period of growing prosperity for all of York's communities, and this prosperity can be seen in the increased use of stone to build houses. The Norman House is an example of this late 12th century boom in stone construction, undertaken by the burgeoning merchant and administrative classes. It is the only surviving example from this period of domestic architecture in York. Stone houses, such as this one, had a large hall on the first floor. Look at the line of red brick remaining on the right-hand wall. This was the floor level of that large hall, which was used as living quarters. The undercroft below was simply used for storage. The nearest surviving counterpart to the Norman House is the so-called Jews' House in Lincoln, which has been linked to medieval Jewish ownership. The surviving window, which you can see here above the line of red brick, is almost identical to that in Lincoln, and both houses were built at around the same time. Although we know this house was built by the Christian Church, we know from contemporary accounts that the wealthy members of the Jewish community in York might have lived in houses like this. The house of Josias was described by the chronicler William of Newburgh as a house of the largest extent in the midst of the city, which might be compared to royal palaces. Most 12th century houses were built in timber, so stone houses would have stood out as grand, impressive buildings belonging to the wealthy. The Norman House provides both an impression of the housing that would have belonged to leading Jewish individuals and evidence of prosperity and growth in 12th century York.